Chance for precipitation, 76. Mostly cloudy tonight, 30% chance, and 55. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 30% chance of rain, and 75. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
America, drowning in information, starving for wisdom. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, you call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic, and it's self-evident.
Hi there. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty in studio, and there's Nancy, good old Nancy Pelosi, probably going to write a book on tactics used during her last 30 years, 35 years in elected office. I don't know about elected. She actually hasn't had to run almost the entire time. Nobody's really had a run against her. She hasn't had to campaign at all except for once.
So. Well, it's pretty easy to do when you threaten to kill people.
Oh, Nancy, queen of the wrap-up smear. Don't you just love it when the politicians out their dirty handiwork? Mm-hmm. And maybe she'll write a book and make $1 million or a gazillion dollars like our other politicians.
She doesn't need the money. She's not going to waste her time writing a book. She's already made
200 million.
At least.
Plus, that we know of. Yeah, I would love to know exactly how they've made all their money in Congress. I really would, because they all come out pretty darn rich. They really must have some great investment schemes going on there, a great firm to help them to make sure their money does better than anyone else in the country, because they are sure making a lot of money off their lobbyists, I'll tell you that. Well, welcome to the show. And there's an active shooter, I guess, in Colorado.
Yeah. A couple
of kids injured.
Two injuries.
We don't know the story yet. They're being kind of vague on the story.
Very vague at this point.
You know, I really don't mind them waiting until they actually have the whole story.
No.
And instead of calling it fluid, I would appreciate just having some facts rather than trying to get it out there. And then leaving it so full of holes, nobody knows what's going on. And then also what happens when they do it this quickly is they report things that aren't true, too. So I want to know exactly what's going on here.
Well, in this case, all they've said so far is it's an unstable situation with shots fired and two injuries thought possible.
Yeah, let's hope they're not bad. The whole first several hours of reporting, I almost just wish they'd wait and give us a clear story. They used to do that, by the way. They used to wait just a little bit and try to gather some facts before they actually did a story. And then they would actually say that they didn't know the motive, and then they would wait until they figured out what the motive was and then bring that into a news story. And now all of the talking heads seem to give us the reasons why pretty quickly.
Well, that was when there were actually journalists, Benjamin Franklin ran the newspaper.
way back then, and let's hope kids are okay and the situation isn't dire. We've talked a lot about shootings on the air, and it's always crazy to me that first several hours. We have the border today. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the steps that the deep state just took and kind of outline those, because when you have all the information together on what the deep state is doing and how it's doing it, it's very telling. And also, hearkening back to a document that was written back in 1975, it was actually a transcript of a meeting with Kissinger. It's interesting too. That meeting it tells a lot about how they view us, the tiny little citizen, and how they get us to go along with their desires in foreign policies and foreign military actions. We can't even call them wars; they're military actions. Which, by the way, there's no authority for that. But conjured it up somehow. So there's that. We have also a politician saying America's not great. You know, I want to tackle this because there's some differences in the stuff we bring up on the show and a politician saying this. This guy is extremely liberal. He's running for president on the Democratic ticket. He was just on Time Magazine with his partner. They called him the first family. They are really working hard for this guy, the media, and they're really trying to put him out there. And what bothered me about this was his comments. And my friend Cheryl did an expose on this for Washington Times. And it was, how do you pronounce his last name?
Buttigieg.
I'm like the worst name murderer of all time. So he said America never as great as advertised. And here he is, a liberal with very liberal socialist ideas, saying that it's never as great as advertised. Isn't that kind of odd? Anyway, and so he's running for president, and he said basically that it's just not as great as advertised, and that so many of the solutions for America are going to come from our communities. Now, he's right that it's local. He's right about that. But he is also, well, he's blaming everything on Trump, nothing on Congress or the Senate. And he's also saying that it was never promising. It was never as great as advertised, especially, he says, for marginalized Americans. Who are the marginalized Americans?
Whoever they say they are.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And so he, of course, cited just about everything that probably Biden would cite, Hillary would cite, any of these characters in this great play we call politics. And he said that, that of course, it's Eric Holder wondered aloud to Trump, if you guys remember this back in March, exactly when did you think America was great? America was founded on a very spectacular idea and a very needed idea, and that was that we owned the government, that we were in charge. And so what America stands for and what it is great. And there's no refuting that. Go ask anyone else in the world, and they will tell you that that the model of which and under which this country was founded was incredible, incredible, one of a kind. What's made it not great are people like Pete.
Yeah.
Honestly, what's made it not great and live up to its dream are the socialists that come in that have introduced socialist ideas that we've been adopting since the 40s pretty strongly. We could go back a little further, but I would say the 40s would probably be a good measure right about that time when we started putting in all of these socialist programs. That's what takes America from its dream. And what's funny is he'll never out himself, and he'll never out himself on this, and he'll never out what the politicians that he backs have been about or stood for. But that when they tear down America, they're even tearing down the beginning. They're tearing down the founding.
Right.
Right to its core, right?
Yep.
Okay. When we're talking about the problems that we have in America, we're simply talking about where we've steered wrong, knowing that we could get back if we truly wanted to, if we had the right kind of education, the right kind of ideals, and that we understood what the founders were trying to do. And if we were smart enough to ward off all of these things that are come hurling at us in this century. So that's the difference. And I just wanted to point that out because he gets a lot of airtime and there are people going, well, I kind of agree it's not as great as it should be, but not because of its founding, not because of what we stand for, and not because of our governing document, but because of how they interpret the governing document and how they have hijacked America. And America is still greater. People wouldn't be coming here. Yeah. But we've taken our hits because of these kinds of people.
I was down at the border once. And I heard a group of people trying to come into the country saying, yeah, we're anxious to get to America. It may be great someday.
Gee, I've never heard that. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. can't wait to bide my time in America until it's great.
It might be great someday.
Yeah. We still have opportunities. We still have somewhat freedom of speech. We still have somewhat freedom of religion. We still have those things, but they are being dented and hit on a daily basis. And that's what we're always talking about, is how to get it back. And recognizing the greatness that America is. And both sides of the aisle, both sides of the aisle have given us what we have today. And that isn't so hot. But that's because we, the people, have not been educated to vote in the very people that we needed to have on our side, that would have stood up against all of this, that wouldn't be taking the paychecks, that wouldn't come up with, what is she in office for, 35 years? The wrap-up smear. These are the people that are ruining our country. The decisions made by government ruin our country, not the people. The people, I think, are just uneducated, but the people here are good people all across the land. And the reason being is that we've had a country that was built on the right ideals. We started in the right place. We can get back.
Yeah, they've proven one thing for sure. Good people can be misled by bad people.
Yes, and when good people aren't educated, it's even faster. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kay.
Hi there.
Hi, guys. Hey, listen, I wanted to give a suggestion, you know, to talk radio. Okay.
Oh, sure.
And that is that to do spotlights of the founding fathers.
Mm.
I think it's really important.
I do too.
To do spotlights of the founding fathers, and not at the beginning of the show, but when you know that there is a people, you know, there's got a good group listening and they can hear that. And maybe to put it on twice, the same thing twice.
I think that's great.
And I think we need to do that with talk radio and with many things. And I think talk radio is the place to start.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, but I think with many things, I think it'd be wonderful to do something like that.
I agree.
Moment.
I actually agree with you. Thank you for that. It was a great suggestion. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, you're right. And trying to talk about those things that are right, too, about this country and right about it. What's difficult is that It's the education that we're missing in the country. And so trying to talk about principles and trying to get back to what good principles are. Uncle Milty and I were having a conversation about low-income housing on a local hour, and low-income housing has been to the detriment. We haven't cured. We actually have more homelessness than ever. It hasn't solved a thing, but it's the hijacking of money. It's plunder. It's taking from the tax dollar. When we talk about principles like that, too, that's truly what the important work of talk radio needs to be, because we all missed this growing up. There were not a lot of education moments, I think, and especially for our youth today, they're not getting educated in those things. And so, you know, why are these things not okay? Why do these things represent themselves as socialism? What were the founding fathers for? What did they stand for? And why did they decide the things that they decided to do? The Federalists and the Anti-Federalist Papers are key to understanding the Constitution. How many people read that too?
Yeah.
They might not. Be right back. Great suggestion. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along?
Hey. Welcome back. I know, you want me to keep playing this, don't you? You know what's funny about this song? This song just transcends all the way down to little kids. I mean, as far as it transcends through the decades. And what I mean is that if you go to, say, a high school get-together, they'll be playing this song. This song just has stayed around and stayed around and stayed around. It's so funny that, that even our youth, they know all the words to that song, a Neil Diamond song of all things. Welcome back to the show. I've got Uncle Milty in studio, and I thought that was a great suggestion by the caller to talk about the founding fathers and spotlight them and make sure that we're constantly educating and talking about them, because they're getting so dissed as well by the liberals in this country, who seek to really kind of say that America because founding wasn't great, America's not great, and America's awful because of the founders. I mean, you even have that coming out of a lot of liberals. It's very disturbing because our country was built on so many wonderful things. And if you really look at it, you know, there's the fear factor in the media. It's called low-hanging fruit, and it's really easy to get an audience, and it's easy to make something seem a lot bigger than it is. And we've had a definite run of this, haven't we, for the last 40 years?
Absolutely.
Even with gun violence. And so the gun violence stat, you would actually, I think, be so surprised to know this. And this is why talk radio needs to talk about this more as far as the facts go, and not just fear-mongering, but the facts. We've had how many, 2017, how many people died by way of gun violence? In America, 335, right, ish, million people.
Yeah, 15,549 were killed by guns, excluding most suicides.
And how many gun owners do we have in this country? Over 90%. Right?
Oh, it's yeah. a huge number.
Yeah,
huge.
Last time I read about it, it was over 90.
Right.
Just over 90 percent gun owners in this country.
And there's more than one gun per.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
it's yeah. like over 300
exactly.
million guns.
Think about that for a minute. So what are they concentrating on in the news? They're concentrating on the few incidents that actually do happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to think today, and of course, there's they just had a shooting in Colorado. And so not to minimize what people are going through at that school right now, or we don't really know any of the facts, so it's really hard to say what's happening on the ground there. And I hate to even report anything about it, only because it always changes in that first few hours. So with that even being said, there's going to be a lot of fear-mongering. Cory Booker was out today, right, talking about his gun plan,
yeah, right?
What was his gun plan?
To put us in jail.
Yeah, to put us in jail.
Yeah, no, he wants to make a law that says you have
up.
To be. He said if you need a driver's license
right.
to drive, you should have a license to own a gun.
Yeah.
Well, last I recalled, owning a car and driving were not inalienable rights.
Yeah.
But
that's the problem. We have the Nancy Pelosi's, the Cory Booker's. We have some on the right, too, that are very disturbing when it comes to their knowledge and their understanding of core principles. We have only, and I say this, and I mean it, because it's not to minimize the 15,000 people. But look at that. We have more gun ownership in this country, and we also have a murder rate that's so extremely low, it doesn't even garner a percentage point. I mean, we're talking about the fact that, think about that number. Now, in your mind, did you think that that was like a million dead a year? You would probably think a million people have befallen gun violence.
The way they
talk. The way the media and the politicians on the left talk about this.
There's a really good site called gunviolencearchive.org. And just looking at a snapshot on May 6th of this year, yesterday,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
On this page shows 25 gun events. Out of the 25 events,
mm-hmm.
two people died.
Right.
And the first one I clicked on was an 18-year-old guy who was shooting at the police got killed.
Okay.
So if you really were to dig into this and looked at all these 15,000 cases, you would find that in most cases, a lot of these deaths are justifiable.
Interesting. When I'm looking at the number 15,000, and for a long time it was only 13. It was like 13,000.
Mm-hmm.
It still has not jumped up that much. We're still looking at such a relatively low number for a country like this. I mean, if you think about it, it's surprisingly low. When I did a study, when I looked at all the numbers from the year 2001 all the way to I think it was 2016. Okay. And we're in a time when they're calling for mass gun legislation because due to school shootings in particular. Do you realize we had 330 reported deaths? 330 reported deaths. This is going all the way up through college in that entire block of time from 2001 to 2019. And when I say reported is, some of these are refuted, but reported deaths. And that is a really, really low number. I can't even tell you. I mean, think about how low that actually is across the country. So my hope is that we stop listening to the fear-mongering by the mainstream and we start looking at just the facts and we start realizing that that our situation isn't so dire, that we're killing each other on every corner, that your odds of being gunned down by a lone assassin gunman in his 20s who's mentally disturbed is actually so very, very low. And that usually always seems to be the culprit. And we could do a whole show about that, too. And I have. But I'm just saying that it's very, very rare. Yeah.
You know, even Booker, though, states that so far this year, he says guns have killed 4,764 people. We're almost halfway through the year.
Yeah.
That means gun deaths are going down.
Yeah, that does, actually. Yeah, you're right.
So
yeah, when they do the numbers and they spin the numbers that way, this is why I've mentioned these numbers probably many times on the air, just to have an air of accuracy on facts and stop getting swept up into the emotion of how it's being portrayed. And that's really what it is the emotion of how it's being portrayed. And if they were honest, an honest media, you'd be getting an honest story. They don't, because it's low-hanging fruit. Talk radio goes after low-hanging fruit a lot, and I've noticed this. I've noticed this because it's hard to watch for me. It's hard to listen to sometimes for me. And here I am on talk radio. But I would hope that we've all learned a lot of things on talk radio, too, and that we can walk away going to the dinner table to talk to our families about facts and about some principles and about the things that truly matter. You know, does talk radio need to change? Do you feel like a lot of talk radio shows are talking about principles? Do you feel like they're talking about the things that you want to hear? Because I know for me, once you put it into perspective for me and you give me the facts, man, my outlook is so different. And once I realized, it was kind of like when I talked about low-income housing. Low-income housing is plunder. It's doing something on the notion that it's very Christian to help people, but you have to steal the money from everybody to get the money to do it. So if somebody came and took money out of your bank account but went and helped somebody, their action might have been good, but their action to you wasn't good. So that makes the action not good. And so we have a hard time, I think, in this country separating out the truth of those principles and saying to ourselves, this is the truth of a principle. And the principle is don't plunder. Productivity works, plunder does not. And plunder is theft, right? Same kinds of things. I want the facts. I want to know what the principle is.
So apparently you don't believe Robin Hood was a real hero.
I really don't. I really don't.
Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah. He was a thief.
Yeah. Yeah,
and exactly. He justified his thievery
exactly.
By helping a few poor people.
Yes, but they've talked us all into this. They've said to us, this is how you help. You don't have to do a thing. We'll take the money from you and we'll choose to do it. And we'll choose to do this for you so that you have very little involvement. Well, what did that do to the American people? And I'm just using this as one example. What does that do to us? It lessens our character. And also, we stop caring about each other as much. And we don't do for each other. We let the government do it. So then, of course, we become open to the idea of letting government do it more. When we come up with facts and figures on the numbers, the real facts and figures that basically are kind of annihilating the headlines and annihilating these very liberal, progressive, and you could even say politicians who call for these things on the emotion, on the notion that of the fear mongering and of the emotion of what they're talking about, rather than dialing it down to something that matters. My hope is that talk radio takes on education more. They take on the points that really matter to us, where you become so changed in your perspective. We'd like to have a lot of different guests here on the show and a lot of guests that say all kinds of things. I mean, so that we can talk to them. And one guest told us that Ted Turner owned so much property, we should be able to take parts of it. And I still laugh at that. Because when asking him, but, you know, is that okay with you to just go and take somebody's property? Is that all right? His answer was, yeah, he has too much. Go and take it from him. It doesn't matter if he earned it. You should go take it from him. He doesn't deserve it. And if we're there in our society, we've had talk radio for how many years? How many years you've been listening to talk radio?
Oh, 50.
50. So Rush came on in the 80s, right? Late 80s, mm-hmm, or early 90s? Mm-hmm. When was it?
I was a big Rush fan in the early 80s.
Yeah. What did you like about it?
He actually was informative early on. He was informative.
Yeah.
And you could actually research what he said see if he was on the money.
And he still is.
Yeah.
On certain issues, he still is, I would say. There's a lot of talk radio hosts, I think, that are good. And I think that they're informative. They kind of stay away from the big, you know, don't talk about that on the radio. But I wonder how much we're really getting educated, too.
Well,
we've got to combat all of this.
But to really educate, you have to go very in depth. Okay, Cory Booker's plan is he wants to buy back certain types of guns.
Right.
He thinks the federal government should buy them back. Mm-hmm. There's a, let's say, just for the sake of numbers, I think there's more. But let's say there's 100 million AR-15s out there.
Okay.
If you were to buy those back, it would cost, at $500 a rifle, which is about what they're worth, you're talking about $50 billion or more. Mm-hmm. So is it justifiable to spend taxpayer money, $50 billion?
You think that he would be coming up with some sort of solution. So then what was the problem? Well, the problem wasn't gun deaths because it doesn't even hardly register percentage points.
No.
I mean, we're talking very, very, very low comparatively. You have chances of dying from something more than you'll ever die of a gun death related to violence in this way. And so what problem is he solving? He wants to spend a lot of money, obviously.
He wants to spend
a lot of our guns. But there is no problem. And that's why you'll never hear what problem he's actually solving. You only hear hyperbole. You only hear the statements he wants you to make, and those are the
well, not only that, but logic. See, a lot of people are lacking in logic. Mm-hmm. If you own an AR-15 and a pistol and a hand grenade, and they only take the AR-15, you can still use a gun to kill somebody.
True. Yeah, and you should have that right. The Second Amendment, not to kill somebody, but you should have the right. Second Amendment. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
When I die and I lay me to rest, gonna go to the place that's the best. When I lay me down to die, going up to the spirit in the sky.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show here. And I've got Uncle Milty in studio. We were just talking over the break, and I'd like to kind of join you in this conversation that we're having, because I'm going to kind of rephrase the question I've been asking, because I think this is kind of a big deal. I mean, when I saw Pete's questions, liberal Pete's statement, you know, America, isn't as great as advertised. And I thought, wow, he's dissing the whole country. And I know he's dissing it all the way back. Because they kind of despise what it even stands for. It's why they like to seek and change the Constitution and call it a living document, is because they have to change it to adapt to their ideals, this ideology that they have. And I was thinking about talk radio all the way back and what it's done. And I think talk radio has been really the only outlet, I think, one of the only outlets that lets free conversation happen, right? A good conversation happen. But the problem with talk radio, I think, has been that it concentrates way too much on, you know, it's because most of it's conservative. This is what the Democrat Party's doing. These are the shenanigans. When I played the Nancy Pelosi wrap-up schmear, you know, this is the only thing she can come up with out of 35 years in office. This is what she's about, is the wrap-up smear. That's about all she has to offer America. No understanding of the Constitution, no understanding of its founding ideals or how to get us back to those, but basically how to smear people. And so I've been thinking about that, and what that's done for us is there's a lot of divide, not in understanding what the liberal Democrat mindset is or and what it does, because we talk about this all the time. Mm-hmm. And it comes up all the time because you're trying to understand what in the world is going on. So of course, the quest for how do they think and why are they thinking this and why are they saying these things, it's everything against what we know, principally based to be true. How do they come up with this? But talk radio shouldn't stop there. it needs to go further than that. And I think they do a disservice by stopping there for the American people and just going against, you know, right versus left. Why?
The right's bad, too.
Yeah, because it's all a hot mess.
Yeah.
And that's what they don't. They do a disservice by not getting there, not going there, not talking about the founders, not talking about education. You know, we have Chris Ann Hall on for a reason every week. We want to go to the Constitution and say, what is the principle behind this? Why are they doing this? But more importantly, how do you educate America? How do we educate those that missed it? I missed it. I didn't have any classes in this. Are you kidding me? Growing up, we missed all this. All of us did. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I think one of the things that they're missing is the perfection of what the document is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a painter kept painting on his painting till it was perfect, he would never finish it.
Right, right.
And see, their idea is that it always can be tweaked, always can be manipulated, and thereby must be manipulated and tweaked to find perfection in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's when we, as a society, it's done as a 2/3 majority. It's not mm-hmm. done of states, right. Not even of people voting.
Mm-hmm.
See, their idea of democracy is that it's a mob rule, but that's not how the situation works.
Right.
It's representative, and the little guy gets as much voice as maybe 5 of the big guys,
mm-hmm.
because
yeah.
it's just the way representative government works out. And that's one of the things they don't like more than anything,
mm-hmm.
is the way our representative government works,
mm-hmm.
that they think everything should be equal. My vote is equal to your vote, and
mm-hmm.
that's true. When it comes down to an area,
mm-hmm.
but it also, we have representatives that have equal measure.
Right.
There's 2 senators for
right.
every state.
Right.
Alaska has 2. California has 2.
Right.
Utah has 2.
Yep.
New York has 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's more people in California and New York City than Utah and Arizona, 5 mm-hmm. of them combined.
I agree.
But it doesn't matter. The right's the same.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And when you talked about tweaking, you're talking about more method, not principle. The principles don't need to be tweaked, yet that's what they're going after. That's what both sides, that's what all of government goes after. And so it's easy to keep us out here divided, right versus left, than it is the people at 330 odd million people against 535 in government. And so they don't want the people being very educated, because if the people are educated, they would stand for something. They would make sure that people were thrown out of office, like a Pelosi, like all these characters, a McCain, all these people. They would make sure they were thrown out of office and never represented a single soul based on what they want to do.
That has been a plan of the progressive movement from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
The progressive movement was to get a group of individuals who thought progressively to move the nation in a direction where the average man could never take it, because they did not think progressively.
Yes.
There has always been an elite culture that always felt like they knew a better way to do it
mm-hmm.
than the people down who are working every day.
Right, right.
And whether it's in the intelligentsia of universities
mm-hmm.
or in government, or in other places, or even in corporate boardrooms,
mm-hmm.
it's the way of taking this common man's rights away to justify it for a better good in their eyes for society.
Right. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. Great, great explanation,
mm-hmm.
too. See, here's the deal. We've talked about talk radio has talked about what the left is doing. And of course, it seems insane, but these people remain. So there has to be a reason for that. And there are people out there that think what they're doing is great because they're not very educated. They're behind the New Green Deal. They offer free college for all at the expense of you. They offer free medical care at the expense of taking the money from you. They offer a guaranteed income of $1,000 per month at your expense, because you're working. They want to take it from you. They want to exact reparations on slavery. They want to push through this Equality Act. They want to forgive college debts because they want to go after the money and take it from you. They want to take away guns so that you're never a threat to your government. Just ask Venezuela how that's working out. And they want to lower the voting age to 16. Why? To get more uneducated voters. To do away with the Electoral College. Why? Because it's one of the principles of the Founding Fathers in how representation worked, just like the caller stated.
Boy, you just bought a lot of votes.
Yep.
And that's what they do.
Yes.
And the only difference between the progressives and the right is how they buy our votes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They want to pack the Supreme Court. They want to give the Supreme Court all-seeing power over the people, and they want the people to buy into that. And even the Supreme Court knows it does not have the power it exudes, but we're supposed to believe it anyway. It has some power, but not the power that it thinks it has. It cannot give you a ruling. It can only give you a decision. They want the voting rights to illegal immigrants. They want voting rights to imprisoned felons. They want all of these things, okay? None of those things can be dialed back to any principle in the Constitution. But there are problems on the right, too. Give me one on the right. What's a problem on the right that is not dialed back to anything in the Constitution? Because the first one, I think, would obviously be foreign policy. We can't just go to war because we're told to go to war without we're not exactly defending our country. We're going for war to basically take over a country. That was never, ever in the Constitution or the ideals of the Founding Fathers, ever.
No, and that's because as much as we talk about globalists, the right are globalists. They believe in a global economy. That's why they're constantly interfering all over the world to control the global economy.
Our quote-unquote interests, even though that's never really outed as such. I mean, it's just called interests. Spying done to keep us safe. A lot on the right believe we should have spying. Well, given the fact that we just went through the numbers for gun violence and the way that it's portrayed in the media, do you think we might be being sold a box of rocks in foreign policy in keeping us safe? Because it truly is how they take away more and more liberties and freedoms by the whole notion of they're keeping us safe. Are we in a more safe world now that they've done all this legislation, or are we in a less safe world now that they've done all this legislation? We're less safe because we don't have a country that is standing for liberty. So, you know, as far as talk radio goes, up to what is the left trying to do, trying to understand it and pointing out its weaknesses. It does a poor job at pointing out the other side of the weaknesses. And there are weaknesses on the right. And if we're not pointing them both out, then we're being dishonest, right? I would think.
I think right now we're in a position, a very unique position. There are so many candidates for the Democratic nomination for president. And they have to come to some type of, you know, they don't know whether to go further left, further right, to the middle. And that's a big argument in there right now. But it's a really good way to look at government in general. If you just watch these Democrats play their game, pay attention to it. You're not Democrat. You're not going to vote in their primary. It doesn't matter. Watch their game and see how they manipulate each other.
Right.
To because get not, to where they want to be.
Yeah. They don't stand for what they...
No.
For anything. They're basically gauging how much they can get away with the public. So they went a little too far left. Now all the backlash is on Alexandria. All the backlash is coming back on Biden and all of these characters. And Hillary, of course, she's getting a lot of backlash now because they're not steeped in any principles. Everything is about what they can get away with. It's how you can hurt the freedoms of Americans.
And so what do we hear now? The leaders, Biden, Bernie, the old white men are the leaders.
Right.
So what are they trying to tell us?
Yeah.
Oops, we went too far. We're willing to come back a little.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
No.
Just a way to buy your vote.
But I'm glad that more people are taking on. I think what's the most important thing, and I think it's actually easy to point out what the left is doing and where we go wrong on the right too, how we have gotten here in some respects. But the bigger problem is that we haven't been educated in the principles to back it. If you don't know what plunder is, if you don't know what theft is, anytime somebody comes up with a government program, they could talk you into it. By its virtue, by its seeming virtue, right? They can say, well, it does this and this and this and this. And we're trained not to ask more questions than that and just go, oh, well, that sounds good. Instead of saying, well, now, does that go back to a principle? Don't you have to take the money from people's pockets to do that? Don't you have to take it from them really at the point of a gun? Because basically, if you don't pay it, you go to jail. So it's never brought to that point. And I think talk radio, if they could bump that up in general, it would do a huge service
for us
Americans.
If when you listen to a politician speak, and the first thing you think is, oh, that sounds good, look out. Look out.
Right.
Ask more questions.
Yeah, that's so true. That is the truth. But I've really been trying to kind of dial in to say, what is it that it's missed over the years? Because I see a lot of right versus left, left versus right. And you'll see that in a lot of shows and a lot of programs now. But you won't see a lot of the calling out of government and what they're doing against the people, the citizenry in general, and how it hurts us, and how these things that they portray as virtuous hurt us in the end. I think it's tough to point that out, because I think a lot of people, they don't want to think in those terms, right? It's hard to think in those terms. You want to believe the nice guy, and you want to believe that the elected official has the say, and that they're not taking a paycheck, from behind the desk, and that they're doing what's right by you because they said they would. And then they go into office, but without us being educated to pinpoint where the principle is and where they've gone wrong, I can say they're crazy all day long. I can say they're nuts. They are. Look at the cast of characters we have to watch. But if I don't know what the principle is behind it, if I can't dial that in, then how in the world can I fight that? Or even say, okay, this person needs to go because they violated, X principle, this principle, that principle. And I think that's been the big problem with talk, if there's a problem with it. I love talk radio in that I like to be educated, and I like to walk away with something I didn't know before. And that's what we strive to do daily. But I also want to go back in the way back machine and really learn what we missed. And that I don't see a whole lot. And so if we could do more of that, what would you like to see talk radio do more, Uncle Melty?
I would like to see them get more in depth on why our system, it needs to be smaller. We need to make government smaller. Bureaucracies are the real killer.
Yeah.
They don't answer to anybody. You hear people say, okay, well, I don't like so-and-so.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's unelected. Doesn't matter whether you like him or not.
Yeah. How do we fix corrupt government? We keep adding to it.
Yeah.
That's how we're doing it. Does that make sense? Of course not. It defies logic. Keep adding it, make it bigger, and give it more control when it's sincerely corrupt. And so it's fighting against that whole machine and having ourselves go back to principles so we can be better humans, better people, too. It's important. We'll be right back, and we'll take your calls, 888-673-1450 on The Kate Daly Show. We'll be right back.